Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Peter began to say to Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you." And Jesus said to him, "I say to you, there is no one who has given up home or brothers or sisters, mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. But many that are first will be last, and the last shall be first." The Gospel of the Lord. You can see that the early followers of Jesus, the 12, were really not driven by a spiritual motive. Their primary interest was that Jesus would be a worldly Messiah, and he would cast off the dominance of the Roman Empire and restore the glory of Israel. They expected the Messiah to be a worldly leader. So when Jesus turns out not to be a successful worldly leader, they're disillusioned and they walk away. Part of this appears in today's gospel. Peter says, "We have made an investment here. What return will we get on our investment?" They're clinging to worldly values, and Jesus is preaching spiritual, heavenly values. It's a whole different world. And in some way, it affects every one of us. You know, we pray the novena and we don't get what we want, but maybe we get what we need. A few weeks ago, let me give you an example of how this works. A few weeks ago, I had a long weekend off. I didn't do masses here. I could have gone to Las Vegas for the weekend, but I went to Vallermo, which is a monastic settlement, Benedictine monks up there in the high desert, where it's silence. People don't talk up there. It's a weekend of silence, prayer, reflection, walking in the desert, whatever. Now, why would I go there instead of Las Vegas or somewhere else? Because that's the meaning of life. That's where you find the meaning of life. You do not find the meaning of life in worldly things. Worldly things always, they just pass. People die with all sorts of worldly goods, then they're gone. And frequently, those left behind fight over what's left. So the teaching of the gospel is hyperbolic language. The hyperbole is an exaggeration in order to make a point. Also keep in mind that the gospel was shaped 2,000 years ago in a Semitic culture. And we have to take what was spoken and had meaning 2,000 years ago, bring it into the present moment. So the teaching that Jesus has for Peter is you must become detached. You don't have to give it up. You have to be detached. That sounds much easier than, in fact, doing it in practice. I mean, we cling to things. We cling to material things. We worry about the money. We watch the stock market, whatever it is. It's all passing. A few years from now, we'll be gone. And all that stuff is don't mean anything to us when we get to the end. It doesn't mean anything to us, really, in the present age. We cling to prejudice. I do. We're all caught in this. judgment, prejudice, some resentments. And Jesus says, don't follow the philosophy of the world. Listen to the word of God speaking about the kingdom. So to what are we clinging? What disturbs us? What conflict do we carry inside? What resentment, what judgment, what prejudice, what demand, what control do we insist on in life? We're clinging to things. So when something doesn't work right for us, we tend to get disturbed. Or when I can't balance the books, get even, we become disturbed. And Jesus is saying, there's a different way of approaching life. Take Vallejermo over Vegas, and you'll find the true meaning of life. You want to keep that in mind as we journey through today. I do. I have to keep it in mind. I get caught. I live in the same world in which you live. I'm caught in the same entanglements, same demands, same prejudice. We're all the same. We're all human. But when we listen to the word of God, it says, take one thing, just one thing today, that you're clinging to, let it go. Then you will understand what Jesus is saying to Peter here in today's gospel. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer.